by Jay Bhattacharya. The U.S. House of Representatives report on U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, COVID-19 propaganda is devastating. The Biden administration spent almost $1 billion to push falsehoods about COVID-19 vaccines, boosters, and masks on the American people. If a pharma company had run the campaign, it would have been fined out of existence. HHS engaged a PR firm, the Furze Marsh Group, FMG, for the propaganda campaign. The main goal was to increase COVID-19 vax uptake. The strategy: exaggerate COVID-19 mortality risk. Downplay the fact that there was no good evidence that the COVID-19 vax stops transmission. The propaganda campaign extended beyond vax uptake and included exaggerating mask efficacy and pushing for social distancing and school closures. Ultimately, since the messaging did not match reality, the campaign collapsed public trust in public health. The PR firm, FMG, drew most of its faulty science from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, guidance, which ignored the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's, FDA, findings on the vaccine's limitations, as well as scientific findings from other countries that contradicted CDC groupthink. The report details the CDC's mask flip-flopping through the years. It's especially infuriating to recall the CDC's weird, anti-scientific, anti-human focus on masking toddlers with cloth masks into 2022. President Biden's COVID-19 advisor Ashish K. Jha waited until December 2022, right after leaving government service, to tell the country that, hey, here is no study in the world that shows that masks work that well. What took him so long? In 2021, former CDC director Rochelle Walensky rewrote CDC guidance on social distancing at the behest of the National Teachers Union, guaranteeing that schools would remain closed to in-person learning for many months. During this period, the PR firm FMG put out ads telling parents that schools would close unless kids masked up, stayed away from friends, and got COVID-19 vaccinated. In March 2021, even as the CDC told the American people that the vax did not need to mask, the PR firm ran ads saying that masks were still needed, even for the vaxxed. It's not time to ease up, we were told, in the absence of evidence any of that did any good. In 2021, to support the Biden/Harris administration's push for vax mandates, the PR firm pushed the false idea that the vax stopped COVID-19 transmission. When people started getting breakthrough infections, public trust in public health collapsed. Later, when the FDA approved the vax for 12 to 15-year-old kids, the PR firm told parents that schools could open in fall 2021 only if they got their kids vaccinated. These ads never mentioned side effects like myocarditis due to the vax. HHS has scrubbed the propaganda ads from this era from its web pages. It's easy to see why. They are embarrassing. They tell kids, in effect, that they should treat other kids like biohazards unless they are vaccinated. When the Delta variant arrived, the PR firm doubled down on fear-mongering, masking, and social distancing. In September 2021, Walensky overruled the agency's external experts to recommend the booster to all adults rather than just the elderly. The director's action was highly unusual and went beyond the FDA's approval of the booster for only the elderly. The PR campaign and the CDC persistently overestimated the mortality risk of COVID-19 infection in kids to scare parents into vaccinating their children with the COVID-19 vax. In August 2021, the military imposed its COVID-19 vax mandate, leading to 8,300 servicemen being discharged. Since 2023, the U.S. Department of Defense has been trying to get the discharged servicemen to re-enlist. What harm has been done to American national security by the vax mandate? The Biden-Harris administration imposed the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and military vax mandates, even though the CDC knew that the Delta variant evaded vaccine immunity. The PR campaign studiously avoided informing Americans about waning vaccine efficacy in the face of variants. The propaganda campaign hired celebrities and influencers to persuade children to get the COVID-19 vax. I think if a celebrity is paid to advertise a faulty product, that celebrity should be partially liable if the product harms some people. In the absence of evidence, the propaganda campaign ran ads telling parents that the vaccine would prevent their kids from getting long COVID. With the collapse in public trust in the CDC, parents have begun to question all CDC advice. Predictably, the HHS propaganda campaign has led to a decline in the uptake of routine childhood vaccines. The report makes several recommendations, including formally defining the CDC's core mission to focus on disease prevention, forcing HHS propaganda to abide by the FDA's product labeling rules, and revamping the process of evaluating vaccine safety. Probably the most important recommendation, HHS should never again adopt a policy of silencing dissenting scientists in an attempt to create an illusion of consensus in favor of CDC groupthink. You can find a copy of the Full House report here. The HHS must take its findings seriously if there is any hope for public health to regain public. Originally published by Brownstone Institute. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya is a physician, epidemiologist, and health economist. He is a professor at Stanford Medical School, a research associate at the National Bureau of Economics Research, a senior fellow at the Stanford Institute for Economic Policy Research, a faculty member at the Stanford Freeman Spaly Institute, and a fellow at the Academy of Science and Freedom. His research focuses on the economics of healthcare around the world with a particular emphasis on the health and well-being of vulnerable populations. He is a co-author of the Great Barrington Declaration.